The Apache Burr framework that appeared on Hacker News Today represents a more mature approach to AI agent development that directly addresses some of the control issues we've been discussing. With 229 points and 109 comments, it's clearly resonating with developers who need reliable agent frameworks for production environments.
What's notable about Burr is its emphasis on observability and state management. Unlike the rogue agent we discussed earlier, Burr provides explicit mechanisms for tracking agent behavior, maintaining audit trails, and implementing reliable rollback procedures. It's designed from the ground up for enterprise applications where reliability matters more than raw capability.
From a business adoption perspective, this is exactly what enterprise customers have been asking for. Companies want the productivity benefits of AI agents, but they need predictable, auditable behavior. Burr's architecture provides clear state transitions and decision logging, which makes it much easier for compliance and risk management teams to approve AI agent deployments.
The technical architecture is particularly interesting because it separates agent logic from execution state. This means you can pause, inspect, and resume agent operations, which is crucial for debugging and compliance purposes. It's a much more mature approach than the typical let the model decide everything pattern we see in many agent frameworks.
Speaking of infrastructure improvements, the new Raspberry Pi 5 with 16 gigabytes of RAM is generating significant discussion. At 277 points and an equal number of comments, it's clear the community sees this as a meaningful upgrade for edge computing and local AI applications.
The timing is perfect, Marcus. With increasing concerns about AI model privacy and data retention policies like we discussed with Anthropic, having the capability to run sophisticated models locally becomes much more attractive. 16 gigabytes of RAM puts the Pi 5 into territory where it can handle reasonably complex local AI workloads without needing cloud services.
From a cost perspective, this represents a significant shift in the economics of edge computing. Organizations that were previously forced to use cloud services for AI processing can now consider local deployment for privacy-sensitive applications. The total cost of ownership calculation changes dramatically when you factor in data transfer costs and privacy compliance requirements.
The technical implications extend beyond just AI. This level of memory capacity on a Pi opens up possibilities for local database caching, real-time data processing, and sophisticated IoT applications. We're talking about desktop-class computing power in a form factor that can be deployed virtually anywhere.
This connects nicely to another infrastructure story that caught attention today, HelixDB, a graph database built on object storage. The GitHub repository scored 136 points with 36 comments, and the technical approach is quite innovative.
HelixDB represents an interesting architectural choice, Marcus. Traditional graph databases are typically built on specialized storage engines, but building on object storage like S3 or similar services provides massive scalability and durability benefits. The trade-off is typically query performance, but modern object storage has become fast enough for many graph workloads.
The economic model is compelling for startups and growing companies. Object storage is incredibly cost-effective for large datasets, and you get built-in replication and backup without additional infrastructure investment. For companies dealing with social networks, recommendation systems, or fraud detection, this could significantly reduce infrastructure costs.
What's particularly clever about the architecture is how they're handling graph traversal queries. Instead of keeping everything in memory like traditional graph databases, they're using intelligent caching and prefetching to maintain reasonable query performance while leveraging the cost benefits of object storage.
Now, shifting gears to a completely different kind of infrastructure story, let's talk about the company that doubled their user base overnight by switching to an HTML-first approach. This scored an impressive 154 points with 517 comments, making it one of the most discussed stories today.